You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com. All right, 3 o'clock, and we've had a very special start to the show today. It's very rare that Rico and I, on completely unrelated things, were triggered with something in sports. Now, a lot of things can upset you in sports. But what we are doing is cleansing the soul for your weekend. I am asking you for the singular thing, player, coach, team, narrative, coverage, whatever it is, in sports that you see it, hear it, read it, you're triggered. You just can't. You're Christian Bale on the set of Terminator 2. For me, it was discussing with Rico, oh, look, here's another LeBron drama article. This ain't got nothing to do with LeBron being great. He is. And he can do whatever he wants, including get traded. Go back home to Cleveland like we all know you're going to do. What I don't need is 2-3 weeks like we've gotten of rumor, sources, Rich Paul, all the nonsense. And then, of course, LeBron being the victim. He doesn't feel appreciated. Right. That's what the money's for. $52.8 million. And you decided to opt in. Okay, so that's mine. Rico's a little different, but it's a name most people here locally loathe, but it's Aaron Rodgers.
Yep.
Autograph seeker. He gave him a lecture. Rico's had enough because here's the other thing. You don't want to talk to nobody. You beg for privacy cutscene. You're on the McAfee show every week.
Yeah.
And by the way, can somebody check if AJ Hawk's okay? Because the way he stares at the camera, it makes me feel like someone's pointing a gun at him. I digress.
He's just collecting that paycheck.
What an amazing check. You just sit there.
Yeah.
God bless. It's good work if you can get it.
I'm just saying. But yeah, Aaron Rodgers, please leave me alone, but let me go on TV every
There
week.
You go.
Please leave. Like you said, the time you were like, yeah, he's at the Kentucky Derby. Leave me alone, but I'm sitting over here.
But I'm in Millionaire's Row, and I'm highly visible on a patio.
Right.
Oh, okay. So we've had people call in about Ryan Day, had people calling about cultist fans. It is whatever you want. And here's the best part. You don't have to justify it. This is about airing of the grievances as we enter the weekend. That's it. I feel so much better. I got to say what I wanted to say about LeBron. Mm-hmm. We had a guy call in saying he sees red anytime he hears, reads, sees ad hominem defense of Steve Yzerman. Mm-hmm. It's whatever you choose. Now, before I get to the callers, I did not check in on ticket texts. Reading stresses Kenny out, but I want to make sure we check with the
He's
texters.
Got it. He's got it.
And I think I found a double combination for you at the track.
Okay. Am I allowed to play that one too?
Maybe.
All right.
Maybe.
On the ticket text, every time Angel Reese speaks, I can feel my blood pressure rising.
Oh, God, especially the idiot media that empower her idiocy. Yes.
Pat McAfee just by himself. Just Pat McAfee is the whole text.
I want to say this. At the start, when he did, he subbed in for a Lions game. It was the Lions at Lambeau, and he was doing the play-by-play thing, right? They were giving him some spot duty. He was actually pretty good. But what it's turned into, I've said this to Kenny, I have tried. Like, I want to like him. I don't think he's some bad guy. I don't get that the show. I don't get everything. It's the everything's awesome all the time, bro speak stuff. I can't get there. And you know what? It's probably not for me.
Oh, I realize that show is not for me at all. I just want to take a broom and just clear off that desk and be like, okay, let's start over.
Here's the other thing. He doesn't belong at ESPN. He was fine on his own. Mm-hmm. You don't need ESPN. ESPN needs you. But then he goes to ESPN and all he does is complain about being at ESPN. You got in bed with Satan. Like, what do you want me to tell you?
Yeah. I mean, he added a little bit. He's better on College Game Day. He's a little more real.
But do you know what it is with Game Day? Here's the problem. You're right. He's a little more real, and he's definitely an entertainer, and I respect that. But the question is it that he's good, or is it that the crap around him is so bad? Herbie's a politician, Desmond's an idiot, Corso's a corpse, and then there's Reese Davis, who's a traffic cop. It wouldn't take much to be entertaining.
Okay. Mike off the top rope.
It's the truth. Okay. And I'm saying, and for anyone outraged, you can't say that about Lee. Lee Corso is being done a disservice by those who love him. He should not be out there.
No,
and now
no,
it's
no.
finally going to be the last show coming up.
The people who love him have finally stepped up and said, no more.
It's ridiculous.
Because at this point, it was almost becoming like the final days of Joe Biden. Like, dude, power it down. Go retire. Enjoy the rest of your life.
Yeah, the difference is you won't have a doctor pleading the fifth about his mental decline.
Right.
I'm pretty sure we can get honesty about Corso.
Right. It's just like, yeah, he's not ready for live TV.
Can
it's
you
like,
believe that, by the way?
What?
The doctor? Come on, man. Come on, man. He got asked straight up. And I understand he can plead the fifth. Right. Dude, the president turned into a mummy under your care. Can we just be on the square here? Okay?
I question a lot of medical people in right, D.C.
My point is... right. Really?
Yeah.
Come on now. When you plead the fifth on that tells me everything I need to know.
Well, because 10 seconds, because in D.C., you just can't. If you're a doctor.
Take it to six.
You can't just say what's right there, what we all see.
The guy turned into a potato. What do you want me to say?
No, it's this, and this person's great, and they're in great health.
But the best part
is,
he didn't even do that yesterday. I plead the fifth. Okay, well, then you're telling me what's going on here.
Well, yes, but I didn't say anything, so I didn't incriminate myself.
Da-da-da. Okay. To the people, we will go to Thomas, 97.1. Tommy, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, what's going on, man? Like I said, everybody's right. This is a great topic. But what gets me red is Ben Johnson.
Ooh.
Everything surrounding Ben Johnson. And I mean that from talking about how great the Lions was with him, talking about how great Chicago's going to be with him, talking about how bad we're going to be without him. Like, I'm just so sick of hearing Ben Johnson. It's crazy. Like, there was even that video where he walked into the facility and it was like sun rays. It was a beautiful little facility and everybody was clapping and he had his kid and he was standing there with his hands on his hip like he was Iron Man, like saving the day. And and I'm just so sick of it. And it's crazy because, like, even last night they were talking about how, like, anytime you talk about the Lions, they bring up, oh, well, the Lions are going to be bad because you lost Ben Johnson. Like, people lose coordinators every year. Why are we just going to be – see, I'm already getting hot.
That's okay.
No, Thomas, let it out. You don't have to justify.
It's the whole point of this call.
I just don't get – people lose coordinators every year. Why are we going to be just, like, imploded because we lost –
Yeah, I think – and look, I'm guilty of saying I think you take a step back. I'm not – no, implosion is different. That's just melodramatic. I'm not with that at all. I think it's Thomas for me – and you don't need to change how you feel. It's your grievance. Losing both coordinators in the same offseason, that's tough to overcome. But I don't think implosion is on the menu. I still think the Lions will be a playoff team.
I just tired of it.
And that's okay.
I get you. He's great. He's great. And I just think, but there's a brain trust. I think the success is not him.
Yeah, and you know what, Thomas? Here's the deal. As long as, and I know you're not doing this, but like when you want to, this would make my list of grievances, but it's not the top one. It's when people talk out of both sides of their mouth. They'll say, Ben Johnson's great, but we're not going to miss him, and Chicago's not going to benefit from getting him. See, it can't be all of that at the same time.
That's fair.
Not that Thomas is doing that. He's not. I'm saying no, on the reverse of this.
He was great. I'm just saying, why does everything hinge on, like, you don't even hear that about losing our DC. Like, he went to the Jets, and I only hear anybody being upset that he's gone as much as I hear. Now, I hear coordinators. You yourself say coordinators.
Yes, sir.
Everybody I talk to is saying Ben Johnson specifically.
Yeah. Well, you know what was weird, too, Thomas? There was almost a disrespect for Aaron Glenn here, and I never understood it. You know, they gave Ben Johnson a lot more toys than they gave Aaron Glenn. And Aaron Glenn was keeping that defense together with duct tape and razor wire. Mm-hmm. I think losing Aaron Glenn really does matter. Now, I don't know that Aaron Glenn is going to be a good coach. I don't know if Ben Johnson will. But as coordinator, no, Aaron Glenn was a rock. Like, I don't understand. You're right. Why it's always about Ben Johnson. And what about Aaron? Look, AG did a great job here.
Because by the end, I mean, we saw at the end of the season, Mike, they were getting people off the street.
100%.
Who wants to play cornerback today? Who's got experience at corner? Okay,
anyone,
you're starting.
Anyone. Yeah.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
All right. Can't repeat what Rico just said.
Offered you dinner.
We are airing grievances, but it's the thing that triggers you in sports. Why would we do that today? because Rico and I essentially were doing karate in the garage. We both were triggered by something in sports pre-show, and I said to hell with it. I want to see if people vibe with this. And we are not asking you to justify it. We're not asking you to feel bad about it. It could be player, coach.
Heck, we've had people disagree with us.
We've had people call in about ESPN, Ryan Day, Iserman defenders. What is the thing you see red in the world of sports? For me, it's LeBron drama. It's unnecessary. It's synthetic. And I'm tired of it. LeBron, you've earned the right to do whatever you want to do without apology. You want to be traded from the Lakers? Be traded. I don't need 17 days of LeBron media, of LeBron producing the drama. It's, dude, stop.
Bro, you're such an icon. I just finished watching an interview with your no-talented son at Summer League in the NBA. Like, nobody's going to interview Bronny James if his last name wasn't James.
Also true. You're triggered by Aaron Rodgers, and people, we want to cleanse the palate so everybody can have a wonderful weekend. You can't have a bad opening weekend at Saratoga, so we want to just clear the deck. I have potentially a double for you.
Okay.
We'll get to it. Right now, we go to Brandon, 97.1. Brandon, what is the good
one? Hey, boys. This one I thought was going to get better because they actually now have adults in the room. But I think now my buddies are trying to just, you know, trolling me now.
Okay.
But now that the Lions are good, I figured people would understand a little bit more. But, like, when I'm being told that, you know, you had a winning season for 16 seasons, what does that really do for me? Who cares if you go 7-10 or you go 10-7 and you accomplish nothing? Who cares? Actually, I'm getting a worse draft pick to make it harder to make my team better. Mike, please tell me a coach that's ever been handed a better situation than Mike Tomlin.
Yeah, outside of like Ryan Day, I can't. No, I mean, but Brandon, I wish David were here today, but he's taking a much deserved day off. Brandon, you're in a nightmare because you're never good enough to be great, and you're never bad enough to get a great player. You're just stuck.
And what it reminds me of is, I'll try to tie it locally here. And like I said, like, I understand where it's coming from to people in this area because the Lions have showed malfeasance for 60 years. So, like, I get, hey, you know, we've been so bad, you should just appreciate not being bad. But, like, I've seen 4 Super Bowls in my life.
Yeah.
I'll be 37 in November. So, like, I don't care about going 10-7 and getting dump trucked in the first round by 40 points against the Ravens again. So, like, it reminds me of the Wings when they kept on trying to
keep the record
playoffs. Mm-hmm. Who cares? If you're just going, like, it set them back 5-6. Well, now look at Steve Y's performance, even more years.
And like, you've done the same thing.
Who cares?
You held on. Listen, and I know the Giants are a much worse version of the Steelers because they held on to Eli for too long. And they didn't start the hard rebuild. Then they drafted the wrong guy. The Steelers are different because they're doing everything they can to just not rebuild.
Yes.
And you've kind of wasted T.J. Watt's career now.
That's a good point.
And the thing is I'm trying to tip my hat a little bit and trying to be open that they're at least trying now, because you can tell by this all season they're trying. But so is technically taking a square peg and putting – you're trying to put the square peg into the round hole, but it doesn't mean what you're trying is worth it.
Correct.
Give me 2-15, give me Archie Manning, and
that's
let's
go. Let's build a future. And Brandon, I know here – people will arrive where you're at if the Lions turn into the Bills or Ravens and they're just winning, but they never get to a Super Bowl. They have these playoff exits. They'll get there. Right now, they're probably listening to you and going, you ungrateful.
Yeah, I know. And I'm trying to keep it in perspective because what they've been showing for so long. But if, like, as my biggest rival, the Ravens, if I'm the Ravens, I'm actually even more pissed than I am to be the Steelers. We don't have a quarterback. You know, you don't win unless you're the Lions, who have a great team with a good quarterback. Then you can actually do something.
Yep.
But you're wasting Lamar Jackson and accomplishing the exact same thing we are. We don't hang. This is a toot our own horn because we've been having. We don't hang division titles. What do you do?
No, I don't, Brandon,
care about a division title.
And that's. Care. Look, I'm the same way. And
you know what, Brandon? You just struck a nerve.
I know, and people think I'm crazy, like you do, because that's the same mentality. It's yes or no. Did you accomplish something meaningful this year? Yes.
Yeah, ask me if I care that the Yankees win 90 games every year. Nope.
Useless. And that's what, like, I'm kind of going to troll them. So if, you know, the Tigers are going on this great run, if they fall short, I'm going to be like, hey, guys, you had a winning season. I'm told that's all that matters. You know? Hey, I hope everyone had fun.
That's right. And Brandon, here's the thing. When you're in a town, like I share your approach. I know Rico does as well. When you're in a town where the championship droughts are decades plural, man, I ain't trying to sit here and be like, well, the daiquiris are good. I want to win. I want to win it all.
Go ahead and say it. That's what triggers you. That whole daiquiri, Ferris wheel, have a good time at the ballpark.
No, I think. I think the word fun triggers me. Like the whole, when we talk sports, the word fun is not, it's not in the vocabulary. Fun is not a grade.
Okay. Some teams, it's fun. Some teams, it's wins. Some teams, it's championships.
But in this town, people use fun as a grading scale.
Yeah, well, I was entertained. I had fun. I hung out with my fellas.
Let's go to John, 97.1. Johnny, what's going on, buddy?
Well, that was perfect segue there, because this is what I want to talk about.
Okay.
So I guess I didn't put my thoughts together good when I was talking to the screener. I said I was tired of grit, which I am. But I guess what I'm actually tired of is loser fans. That you know, it's good enough that we're good. No. You know, I'm tired of hearing, what are we going to sit Zach McKinstry? Yeah, if we can get somebody better than him. You know,
this town's addiction to the try hard role player grinds my gears.
This town is try hard Hall of Fame.
Yep.
I call it lunch bucket land.
Yeah.
Because that's where we're living. Because that's what they, I don't know, man. It's like, why the hell would we need Pudge Rodriguez when we have Brandon Inge at catcher? And now we're getting the same thing with, like, you know, face of franchise Matt Vierling and McKinstry. Yeah.
And you know the worst part, too?
You know what? Javi Baez is a great story. But if we can bring in Bregman or somebody like that to take away somebody's position, I'm all for it.
Yeah, John, I think what it is, the town's not cutthroat enough.
No.
And I've always been at odds with the people because I think more of Detroit than I think the people here do. I view this as one of the five great American sports cities, period, full stop, and act like it.
Yeah, you see it differently. You see it from a different lens.
I do, because look, I view the five great American cities. I mean, John, and John, feel free to strike any of these down. I think America has five truly great American sports cities: New York, Chicago, Philly, Boston, Detroit. That's it.
Yeah, no, I'm with
you. Not L.A.?
My boss is from Detroit, from Chicago, and I was talking to him today, and I'm asking him, are Cubs fans like, we don't need to do anything because look how good we are right now? He's like, hell no, we're not like that. Why are we like that here? I don't get it. I'll never understand it.
There's something,
because here's the thing. I think in this city, it's fear of losing out. You don't want to give away something for fear it's going you give away something and it comes back and it blows up and it's like, wow, this guy became a Hall of Famer. So and then you're also told, hey, this rookie is going to be so good. And you read all the stuff about it and you become so invested. Whereas I'm like, I don't see rookies and I don't see it like that.
I think the worst part, and John,
you're a commodity in my opinion.
No, and John touched on it. It puts you in a position where no one is saying, like, okay, he brought up Zach McKinstry. Zach McKinstry's valuable to this team. He's a really good role player and he's had a nice first half. That's it. The whole weird, it bordered on psychotic. The push was all-stars. Okay, stop. First of all, he can be a really good player without being an all-star. Mm-hmm. Now you see what's happening is every real all-star is like, I'm not going to the game, and now you get in. Congratulations.
It's kind of like the Pro Bowl, the NBA all-star.
That's why it doesn't mean anything. But only in this town, people attach to this crap. You know what means something? the World Series, McKinstry, October performance. Like, and I'm with John. If I can get a player who is superior to him based on pedigree, based on performance, I'm sorry. No, and it's not rude. It's just,
it's fact.
The way it is.
Yeah, you're better than I was improving my team by adding this player. Yeah, I'm going to go with that.
Add this to the grievance list.
Okay.
Fans who fight the pursuit of greatness. Why fans fight? Because here's the thing. Like, we were talking about this the other day. Like, my angst with the Red Wings offseason is simply based upon they didn't do enough to get better. I want the Wings to be better. But yet in the mind of a lot of fans, not a majority, but a lot, I get attacked. I'm the bad guy. That doesn't make sense. That's like owning a restaurant and going, I want to serve better food. And you get yelled at by the customers? What? You're the customer.
Yeah, but I like it like this. I like cold hot dogs.
I love Iserman's gruel. Okay.
2, 4, 8, 5, 3. And the flies didn't bother me.
You just wait. The chef will figure it out in 3 years. Right. That's not how this game works. Right. 2, 4, 8, 5, 3, 9, 97, 97. Your phone calls next. 97.1.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
All right, so we've been talking about the things in sports to just get under your skin. It triggers you. It makes you angry. For Mike, it was LeBron James, and LeBron coming out, whether he wants to leave and go to play for Cleveland, just come out and say it. For me, it was Aaron Rodgers. My goodness, I am so sick of every single day. Aaron Rodgers is on the screen saying nothing. I don't know why he's on the McAfee show all the time. You can't get a freaking straight answer out of him. Aaron, you know, are you vaccinated? Well, no, I'm immunized. Hey, Aaron, are you married? We see a ring on your finger. Yes, well, there was a ceremony. Does that mean you're married? Well, nobody's seen him with any. I don't care. Just go away. Go be weird by yourself. I don't need to see your weirdness. I don't care what you do in your background.
So, with that said,
but
what makes you turn into that in the world of sports?
Well, Mike, before we get to the callers and the ticket texters, 248-539-9797, yes. Because you guys have had some great ones. I did laugh because another one of yours, honorable mention, was the family members who of sports athletes who get out there and talk on podcasts and stuff. And then I just finished watching Julie Cousins, Kirk Cousins' wife.
Why?
Just talking about how emotional she was, discussing when he got benched.
Yep, nobody cares.
How, you know, it was moving when he called up Michael Penix Jr. and said, hey, kid, it's your job now.
Hey, Julie, tell your therapist, tell someone who cares. You're not famous. Your husband is. Okay? I can't do it.
No, I immediately thought about you when I was watching this. Yeah. I guess it's on quarterbacks.
I would hit the roof. I can't take anymore. It's the same thing. Brittany Mahomes, no, or Jackson Mahomes. No one's trying to hear from you. And it's just 2025. It's the world of sports. I can't take it.
Yeah, I don't even know what the name of that person would be because you're not the celebrity. You're the
clout chaser, as the kids say.
Side hustle. I don't know.
I don't know. Thank you for that. Let's go to Bob in Ann Arbor. Bobby, what's going on, buddy?
Hey, Mike. How are you?
I'm good, pal.
I want to echo what everyone said. This is a really fun topic. So a little bit of background about me.
Okay.
I went to undergrad at Michigan State, and I am now a grad student here at U of M.
Congrats.
And my biggest gripe, like the thing that grinds my gears, is the NFL version of the Wolverines, which I believe is the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, 1,000%.
I think they are. I mean, I don't know why. This is kind of piggybacking on what one of the other callers said. I have no idea why ESPN has such a hard on for them. They have not been relevant since really the late 90s. I think Jerry Jones is a great guy at getting attention, bringing attention to himself.
Yep.
People like Skip Bayless certainly don't really help. Michael Parsons buying into that garbage narrative that the Cowboys are relevant no matter what just makes me so annoyed. I'm like, he's a great player. I think he's on a Hall of Fame arc. For him to just turn into a shill for the Cowboys just makes me so mad.
Bob, I'm with you. I've never understood the love that this nation has, but I've seen it in other places where, like, are you from Dallas? No. You're not anywhere close to Dallas? No, it doesn't matter. I'm a Cowboys fan through and through. Like, wow, like, diehard. I'm talking about tattoo on the arm or on the chest. Like, wow, really? I'm with you, man. I don't get it.
You know, I hope it dies down this season. I'm sure they'll find a way every week when they get drilled and when they're like, yeah. I mean, when they're probably going to be like 2-8 at the middle of the season, they're going to talk about how Brian Schottenheimer's, you know, like on the hot seat. Like, no, yeah, of course. You know, I don't know. I don't understand why.
I'll give you a story, Bobby. I apologize if this is repetitive, but I've said this a number of times over the years. Do you know who the third most popular team in New York is?
So the Cowboys?
You got it. It's Giants, Jets, Cowboys. God. It's not the Bills. It's not the Patriots. It's Cowboys. How about Phoenix? Do you know the most popular team in that state? It's not the Cardinals. It's the Cowboys.
It's the Cowboys.
Yeah.
Bob, it's the Cowboys. It's the Raiders. And then it's the Cardinals.
My brother-in-law has one character flaw. One. He is a,
you know what?
Unbelievable. Rip.
No,
is,
no, no. I'm not up for Rip slander.
Rip is a gift from God. He's a wonderful man. I consider him my brother, not my brother-in-law. But he's a Cowboys fan.
It doesn't matter.
No,
it does not matter. There will be no Rips.
I'd rather him be a crackhead than a Cowboy fan.
No. When I saw that man, I'm like, what? Man,
I know.
Rip was already up here for me.
That's my boy.
And then I was like, wait.
Cowboy fan. And he's from a hillbilly ass town in New York.
Nah,
Cowboy fan. I'm just telling you, Cowboy fans are parasites. They're everywhere.
man. And then I'm like, wait. And then I'm hearing Rip pray. I'm like, oh, my goodness. This man, he's the 12th apostle.
He is, but this knocks him down.
That's okay, man. He's allowed to have
No, I'm with Bob in Ann Arbor. There needs to be a different flaw. Cowboys are, oh, God, I hate their guts. Now, luckily, he hasn't poisoned my nephew, because guess what? Now, my sister's a Giants fan.
You poisoned him.
No, because Uncle Mikey, I support the cause. Guess what my nephew's favorite team is? It's not the Giants, and it's not the Cowboys.
Oh, Lions?
He loves his Lions. So what did I supply him with for his birthday and for Christmas? He's got his little Lions hat. He's got a Lions sweatshirt that I wish I owned. He has to watch the games.
Okay. So in your proud uncle moment, okay?
No, I'm disgusted.
No.
I lost him as a Giants fan because we're garbage.
I know, but it's going to be that proud. Has that proud uncle moment for you happened yet? Has little Paul Sorvino dropped his first F-bomb, not realizing what it means?
No.
He
repeated something I said. It wasn't the F-word.
Okay.
But I learned quickly he's catching on.
Right.
No, the proud uncle moment will be.
Where he's like, you know what? F-ing Jared Goff.
No.
You're just going to be like, that's my boy.
I think the first time, I'm going to get him to Saratoga for the first time this summer. And that'll be a proud moment. But it'll really be when he places his first illegal bet. No. Like when he waddles to the window at 13 or something and the teller knows he's not legal, mm-hmm. but he's still going to take his bet.
Okay.
I'm going to support it.
See, I think for you, it's going to be that first time he says something that your sister and me are like, what did you just say? And you're going to be giggling under your breath. Or he takes that sippy cup and hurls it at the TV.
Oh, that I'll be pumped up with.
Right.
Yeah, that could be good.
Fumble. Jahmyr Gibbs fumble. Oh, son of a.
He got really upset when the Lions lost to the Commanders. Now, mind you, he's five. But he basically looked at my sister and was like, why can't they stop this team? I go, oh, this is good.
This is good.
Okay. He's coming around.
You're going to have that moment.
But hey, I'm just saying, he's not a Giants fan or a Cowboy fan.
Okay.
He loves his Lions.
All right.
What do you want me to tell you? He likes you have an animal logo. I can't compete. I got two letters. The Cowboys is a stupid star. The Lions, he loves dinosaurs and animals. Lions won. Marketing.
All right.
248.
Kneecaps.
Now, if he was a Cowboy fan, forget it.
Oh, well, I'm sure Dad would love it.
My dad wouldn't
speak
to
him. His dad.
All right, let's get right to the people. It is a midsummer airing of the grievances, trigger points in sports. Whatever the topic, it could be a player, a coach, a team, coverage, a network, fans. What sends you over the edge? For me, it's LeBron drama. He's doing it again. Lakers and LeBron headed for divorce. They don't need to head to nothing. Serve their ass with papers, and if you want to play on the moon, you've earned the right. I don't need the song and dance, LeBron.
Yeah, if you want to sit out for a year, you can do that as well.
Hell yeah, Adam, draft your kid. And for Rico, it's Aaron Rodgers. If you don't know why, go look. We have autograph seeker story today. And, oh, you're not going to fool me. You're going to sell it.
I mean, does everything about this man have to be a circus? Everything has to be a sideshow. You can't get a straight answer. You know, just go play football. Like, even how you became a Steeler was drama. Like, how do you drag out drama from a one-horse race, Mike? It was only Pittsburgh or retirement. That was it. Nobody else was trying to solicit you. It was just Pittsburgh, and they're like, hey, Aaron, hey, TikTok, training camp's coming. Well, I'll figure it out. There's no hat dance.
You know,
because there's no other team.
You got me thinking about something here. This might be a Finkel is Einhorn moment. LeBron is Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
Aaron Rodgers is LeBron. It's the same behavioral pattern.
Oh, you're right. No, except one can still produce.
Noted. All right. Rico wins. We go to Jacob, 97.1. Jake, what's going on, bud?
Hey, what's up, boys? How are we doing?
Good. What's on your mind, pal?
Oh, first of all, I had to go in the other room because my wife is a Aaron Rodgers and Packers fan, so I had to go away just so she didn't hear all the negative slander.
I would like to apologize if we have made your domestic situation more difficult.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, we have fun. We have fun with it. We make dinner bets every year for Packers and Lions games.
Excellent. So, and how much have you won?
I flipped the board last year, so I had fun. She didn't. but yeah, so my topic, and this player hasn't bothered me in like the past 3 years because mainly I haven't heard about him. But here we go, ESPN coming out with more Colin Kaepernick stories. I'm like, can't this guy just go away?
Wait, what's the new story?
He's trying to make his comeback for the NFL. I'm like, oh, great. No one wants you. I don't even think the Toronto Argonauts want you.
No. Yeah. At this point, Colin, yeah. You've been out of the league too long now.
And Jacob's right about this, is there was a time he was being offered tryouts, but then he would say no because, oh, no, I'll only do it to be a starter. And it's like, okay, you know what? We're done here.
See, and that's where he kind of lost me. It's like, or you know what? How about this? You go to Canada, you light it up, and every NFL person would be like, look, I know we're not supposed to take this guy, but I'm taking this guy. They took Michael Vick back out of jail.
All right, if it was just like a talent thing, I'm like, okay, well, yeah, you're not good anymore. But then here we go. He has to make it all about politics. I'm like, no, Colin, that's not what it is. You literally suck. Like, no one wants you anymore.
Yeah, and Jake, honestly, I'm hoping this is the last we have to hear about it. Like, the idea of a comeback is so impossible. It's so absurd. I can't even believe they ran stories on it. Like, he could call every media outlet. Hey, I'm trying to make a comeback. Click.
Bro,
I wouldn't even write the story.
2 years out of the NFL and you're done.
It's
the game
decade.
Has passed you by. No, I'm saying if you just missed 2 years.
That's my bad.
The game has passed you by. A decade? This ain't even the same game that you played.
Hey, Jake, just one piece of advice. Be very careful with those Lions-Packer bets this year. All right?
Yeah, this one might be a little bit more of a tricky one. I mean, honestly, I think I'm more worried about the Vikings than I am the Packers. I think the Vikings, if JJ can figure it out, that team is going to be a wagon.
You know my stance. I'm fascinated by the Vikings. If JJ's good, that team's going to be a real problem. We don't know. And I can't wait. I mean, I think it'll be JJ's going to be a star or JJ's going to be out of football. I don't think there's a middle ground. And I don't think Minnesota with that roster is going to sit around and wait. Now, if he's good, they're a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Roster is stacked.
Man, the bad thing for him is, as you like to call him, the ginger who's now in Seattle. Because they're going to say, hey, Darnold did this. You should be able to do the same. Darnold's a career backup.
I know. And that's exactly what he looked like in their biggest two games of the year.
He did.
He needed to be outfitted with a diaper.
He did, but here's the thing. He got them 14 wins. You know what? It meant nothing. Hey, Goff got the Lions 15 wins. You know what it meant?
Nothing.
Nothing. But he got them there. He got them into that final game. He looked awful in the game. But for JJ, it's like, well, we bet on you. We let him go. We bet on you. So, yeah, you're right. He's going to get a quick hook.
248-539-9797. Can we check a few ticket texts?
Yeah.
Let's do that right now. We've got more people to get to. I know we got a football today. We got Who Said It. We can bump Who Said It to 4:30. That's fine. Kenny, ticket texts, and then I'll give you your double.
All right. Dak Prescott, enough said. That's from Chris.
But my problem is, does Dak seek any of the attention out? But the coverage does get to people. That's fair.
I think the way he's covered is more what he's talking about, because Dak as a human being is not exactly offensive.
Yeah, I don't really see him doing the Aaron Rodgers tour where, hey, I'm Dak. It's more of a, okay, I'll answer your question, but yeah.
The soup ads were tough.
Mock drafts 1.02025. Just stop. That's from JR and Warren.
JR, we do one a week in draft season to primarily make fun of it. I hate mock drafts. And even today, great. Here's how far mock drafts have come. Shout out Rico for this. Today, there's an MLB mock draft. Oh, okay. You may as well throw a penny in the ocean and try to find it. An MLB mock?
Because at this point, Mike, you could play a game. Is this a prospect or a U.S. senator?
Who are these people?
Not right, Kenny. After you get past the first pick or two, what is the point?
Yeah, that's an exercise in futility. I'm tired of the whole GOAT of the NBA debate.
Why can't Jordan and LeBron just both be awesome and we're done with it? Seriously. Although, if we had a trigger point that isn't LeBron and it's basketball related, it would be Kevin Durant's insecurity. Stop with the burner accounts. You're a grown man. You make a ton of money. You're a fabulous player. Why are you so bothered by so much?
Or you just get people to finally admit that it's neither one of those guys. It's actually Dr. J. So let's go.
Excuse me?
It's the GOAT of the NBA.
Oh, that's ridiculous.
Hey. That man made the ABA and the NBA combined.
And he also made illegitimate kids.
Well, who has it in the NBA?
Fair. Sean Kemp, line three. Just saying, like, Dr. J wasn't better than Bird.
He was.
Like but hell.
At that point, he was at the end of his career.
All right, time out. You know, we're turning into the old men at the opera. And okay.
This is exactly what the guy didn't want to happen.
Okay. Well, we neither one of us said Jordan or LeBron.
Let's just stop. 248-539-9797. We'll get to the – you leave Larry out of this. Stop it right now. 97.1.
All right, guys, you hear us having fun on Fridays.
5-7 into you're like, 6. 5-7 into
okay.
6.
What?
Kenny's double, 5-7 into 6. Let's go.
I'm doing a read.
I know, but the double's more important. Kenny, 5-7 into 6. Make
five,
it
5-7 into 6, you got it.
I got you covered. It's 50 for every 2 you bet. Okay, back to Rico.
Take 2.
5-7 into 6.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.